العين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين قال الله تعالى وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من زكاها. He is successful who has done tazkiyah to his nafs, is what Allah is saying in the Quran. Tazkiyah means the development of the ruh, the growth of the ruh, not just the purification or purging of it. There is a goal that Allah set for mankind, and the means to achieve that goal is tazkiyah. Allah has mentioned tazkiyah in so many ways in the Quran. For example, He mentions tazkiyah as the purpose for which He has sent down the prophets. He mentioned in relationship to our prophet being sent down to the people, He says, هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. He it is who has sent down from amongst the dwellers of Makkah a messenger from amongst them who reads the signs of Allah to them and does tazkiyah to them. يُزَكِّيهِمْ. If the purpose of the coming of the prophets is tazkiyah, then our real issue that we face is tazkiyah. Everything is either a preface and leading up to tazkiyah, or it is a consequence of tazkiyah. He mentions in another place that tazkiyah is what the purpose of the invitation to Allah is. In the story of Musa and Fir'aun, we see that Allah orders Fir'aun and says, اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ. Go towards Fir'aun, he has swerved from the path, he has become inordinate. فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّىٰ. Don't you want to do tazkiyah to yourself? You see, the basis of the invitation of Allah is this tazkiyah, this purification. And here, when we go on and find in so many places that Allah has said that tazkiyah is so important, it is regarded as such a sacred thing that someone who is an imposter and impersonates being purified is doing a major sin. Claiming to be purified is a sin. It says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not claim to be pure yourselves. Do not claim that you are pure or you have done tazkiyah. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah knows who guards against evil. He knows best. Don't claim that, and hence even claiming to be purified, even claiming to be those who are pure is a sin. Allah mentions that this is the safeguard from hell. People who are saved from hell, who are shielded from hell, is because of this. He says, فَسَيُجَنِّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَذَكَّى. And away from it shall be kept the ones who guard against evil, who give away his wealth, purifying himself. So this يَتَذَكَّى, tazkiyah, is what saves us from hell. And it's also the means of heaven. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Taha, جَنَّاتُ أَدْنٍ تَجْرِ مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. That gardens of perpetuity, beneath which rivers flow, they will be put in there to live forever. Why? وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. This is a reward for those who have done tazkiyah. My friends, tazkiyah is so important, and it's one of the real issues of us as a human being in our striving to the goal that Allah has set. And when it is told to us to be good, to try to become good, we see that this is our real issue in life. Our whole life is going in order to become good. But the problem many times is that we don't understand what tazkiyah or what becoming good means. There's a misconception that tazkiyah means to become something or to become someone. Tazkiyah or purification or to become good doesn't mean to change yourself. Because when we think that we are, in order to become good, I need to change myself into something else, it gets difficult. People can't comprehend how to do that. It becomes hard on us. But that's not what Islam is asking. If you see the idea of purification in Islam and tazkiyah in Islam, Islam doesn't say that you have to become someone else to become good. Islam says that you are good. That's what Allah created you as, good. We have swerved away from what we are. So when Allah says, be good, it means be yourself. Come back to being yourself. Return to who you are and what you are. You have been created as insan, the best creation. You have left being insan. That is the idea of purification, to come back to ourselves, not to become something else. Deen wants to make you yourself, not change you into something else. When you do wrong, when you do a sin, Islam is not saying change yourself and be something else. Islam is saying, what happened to you? Why aren't you being yourself anymore? That's the question Islam is asking. And hence, when we look at it that way, then we understand that yes, tazkiyah is a self-realization, that I need to be myself. I need to be what Allah created me to be. Come back to being that, not be something else or someone else. You are good. You need to just realize that and become good. Once we start thinking of purification in that terms, then it would be easy for us to make those steps or to take those steps so that we can eventually become ourselves again, the way Allah made it. I ask Allah that Allah gives us the tawfiq and the blessing to be on the right path and the wisdom to understand His guidance. وآخر الدعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.